Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, I want to play a few clips here of people resisting tyranny. We already played earlier, folks protesting Fauci coming to Harlem. But I've got a bunch of these clips, but here's just two of them. School principal and vax squad school bus supervisor served with notice of liability. That's the second clip. First clip I want to play is lawyer served supermarket manager with cease and desist order regarding store's unconstitutional mask requirements. This is what we need to see, because what's happening is classical tyranny, medical tyranny, and a takeover. Here are the two clips back to back, and we'll be back with the huge news, the public rollout of human animal clones.
About all these signs that you got out here regarding I'm not interested. Here, I've got a notice to serve you for the cease and desist order. Your masks are not only unethical, but they're unconstitutional. They violate several civil rights violations regarding. You're asking me to leave the property, a grocery store, and you don't want it to be recorded. Why is that, Joe?
Because it's a private property.
Private property. I thought we could shop here. Okay, well, we'll leave, but I need you to get that to your CEO, and I will be back in 7 days to see that all these signs are removed.
And looking ahead, Hawaii Pacific Health is bringing COVID vaccinations to schools across Oahu. Its Vax Squad bus held its first mobile clinic at Waipahu High School on Thursday. The bus will be heading to 11 more schools in the coming weeks. The clinics are open to staff, teachers, students, and faculty members who are 16 and older. For a complete schedule, you can head over to our website, khon2.com.
Suicide by the lockdowns versus of this shot, because they're getting blood clots.
Okay.
Are you aware of that?
Not my business right now. So, we're a site for them. So, well, how can I help you guys?
All right, that's good. And the full videos again are at Infowars.com. There's hundreds of these out there now. And you've got a public school vaccinating people without telling the parents. And in San Francisco, they're doing it to 12-year-olds. In Toronto, they're doing it to 12-year-olds. That's 16 and older there. It's still illegal. And these monsters get everybody to cast themselves as heroes. And you're a hero. Get them vaccinated. It's not a vaccine. And you will be held accountable for the people that get sick and die. It doesn't matter if the globalists claim they've got immunity. They don't have immunity from reality. And every one of you that are involved in this are going to face God for it. Make no mistake, you will not escape God's judgment. Doesn't matter if the dumbass UN gives you liability protection. They did a lockdown, they did martial law, and then later force inoculations.
I am very, very proud to be at the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. But I can't stay at the tip of the spear fighting for my family and your family unless you support us. And you do that by praying for us, by spreading the word with our articles and videos, and by financially supporting us. And that's really important to do because we don't have Bill Gates. We don't have Warren Buffett. We don't have Ted Turner. We don't have George Soros funding us. We have the people funding us. And right now, it's really easy to do. Biggest sale of the year, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, and up to 50% off on all our best-selling products. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, so good for yourself, so good for your body, the Rolls-Royce product, back in stock for almost 7 months being out, it is 40% off. Pollen Block, back in stock, 40% off. The list goes on and on. Take advantage of all of these big specials and sales at InfoWarsStore.com and keep the tip of the spear in attack formation. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping ends Monday.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're into hour number three on this June 7th Monday transmission. And humanity is definitely in the danger zone. Whether you believe in the Bible or not, it's certainly coming true. And what we see at the beginning of the Bible and what we see at the end of the Bible is the same story. Scientists were splicing humans and animals. Scientists were changing the genetics of humans, and none of the line of humans left the planet were human anymore, so God destroyed almost all the people on the earth. And then we have a Jewish history or legend written into the Torah, or the original Old Testament, telling us what happened. But if you go into the different ancient Babylonian and Egyptian texts and others, they say basically the same thing happened. So there was some big cataclysmic event, and Plato, who was the top Greek philosopher and who held the Greek archives and who launched really modern civilization, he said that there was also a giant explosion in the Atlantic Ocean that then caused the seas to rise and kill most of the people all over the world. And, of course, that explosion was the destruction and fall of Atlantis, which reportedly had a giant white beam of light that powered this city island, and that they had ships that flew in the air. Now, whether that was true then, and Plato said it had happened thousands of years before, it sure is true now. You can pull up China creates artificial sun for longest period of time. They went for days with an artificial sun that was giving them enough power to run all of China while it was on. And it took a lot of power to get it going, but once they got it going, it created basically unlimited free energy. That was just last week. And that's just a footnote. Just type in China creates longest active artificial sun. China turns on nuclear-powered artificial sun. See, that's the kind of stuff I'm into. And so if you're sitting around having cocktails and you go, hey, you know, China created an artificial sun last week. People go, Alex, sure they did. You dumbass. Hey, I was reading like 25 years ago that they had animal-human hybrids. Oh, where'd you see that? You know, in a comic book? And I'm like, oh, no, it was an MIT report. I was sent it by a concerned scientist. Would you like to see it? It's in my car. No, we don't want to see about the animals and humans being spliced. It doesn't exist. I'll never forget, because my ex-wife broke her water that night. It's a place called Conan's Pizza, delicious deep dish pizza. And we live right down the street in South Austin from it. And it was like 10 o'clock at night, and I was editing Masters of Terror, a film I made. And it was like 9:30, and I wanted a pizza. So I order it. I go in to get it because they don't deliver. And a guy goes, pushes, like hits me in the back kind of pretty hard. But I was tired, and I wanted my pizza. And I turned around. I was like, whoa. And he goes, I used to watch you for a long time, but you're a liar. You can't put insect genes into plants. There's no such thing as cross species. I went to UT, and I used to think you were a great guy, but now I know you're an effing liar. And I told him, I said, number one, back up, or I'm going to beat the living hell out of you if you touch me again. I said, he started running his mouth. I said, listen, you don't look too tough, Jack. You want to get your GD neck broken? He goes, oh, I'm sorry. I just didn't know you were a liar. And I said, you were never a listener. You're a punk. And you came in here to poke me in the back, to sit there and try to dominate me. Well, guess what? It ain't happening. Now, I don't tell that story to act tough. That's a real story happened. And then I got so mad 5 minutes later at home, I actually bit into a fork while I was eating the pizza with a fork and knife. That's how I like to eat it, or I'll start just eating each piece. Like, oh, I do it with a knife and fork, take my time, or I, you know, eat the whole damn pizza in 5 minutes. It's like an hour. But the reason I tell that story is, I don't know why the guy poked me in the back. But it's something about animal-human hybrids. People just can't handle the truth, and they get very upset. Because a few months ago, I had somebody in a grocery store go, the standard stuff, you know what they say. It's the standard stuff. You're a Russian agent. I'm like, no, I'm not. Oh, yeah, what about the Sandy Hook families? I'm like, hey, it's okay to question things, but I haven't said it didn't happen in years. Oh, yeah. And then, oh, yeah, and they're making animal-human hybrids, right? That's what I get challenged with. And it just shows these people's ignorance. Because governments do stage things. We have a right to question everything. And there are human-animal hybrids. Take these salmon they just approved. They had those same genetically engineered salmon 10 years ago, and they couldn't get FDA authorization. Because they're part asparagus and walking stick. And when you ask the company, why is there asparagus and walking stick in it? And they go, we don't know why. We just, with a gene gun, randomly were splicing stuff, you know, with the genetics and then injecting it into a salmon egg. And we don't know. We just know it makes them twice as big. And real mean, too. Then they kill regular salmon. Not normally carnivorous, now they are, of their own species. So, like, oh, we don't know, makes them twice as big, they're really mean. Now, again, we don't know why asparagus, and again, I get why listeners hear that. They go, Jones is saying they got salmon that are part asparagus and walking stick. Hey, you know, it's like the Pfizer mRNA shot. It says there's the full genome of a colony creature, jellyfish. And the full genome of a dead boy that they've been cloning since 1966. And by the way, when you're reading the literature, it says the human genome clone of his entire genome was and it gives all the data, and then like by 1987 he was successfully cloned in the laboratory, and they're cloning the damn embryo for whatever reason. Of this one boy. And who knows why they're doing it? Because it's all proprietary. They won't tell you why there's a jellyfish genome in there. They won't tell you why there's the whole genome of a dead boy. I'm sorry this sounds so crazy. I'm not the one coming up with this stuff. So, that's where all this is. Now, there it is. How can we still use a fetal cell line from 1960 to make vaccines today? Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Go read it. It's a dead boy from 66. And then they're also using the genes of some dead black woman died in 1954. I mean, a cancer ate her in like a week. And that's the reason they said, we got to check what ate her. Because the cancer, like literally like a blob, just like ate half her body in a week. Like it was moving so fast, like every hour it had eaten a few more inches of her. They were like, what the hell's this? And the Pentagon flies in and they grab her. They go, let's find out. And it's like some super cell, not even the planet, eats everything. And they have just been busy with whatever they found this dead white kid and whatever they got from this dead black woman. And then walking sticks and asparagus. I don't know what's going on. I just know we're in a lot of trouble. Because if you study what all this stuff does, when you start splicing insects and animals, it then allows whatever infects those insects to get into humans and vice versa. And that's the real problem with zoological creations. Plus God. Plus, I mean, are they going to have rights? Who made them? What's going on? You think they put Trojan horses in your cell phone? You think they've got dual use for all? Folks, when we come back, I'm going to be judicious and I'm going to play you the new trailer for the new TV show that magically came out in a major psyop accompanied by fake news and everything this week. 1 week after the Senate legalized human-animal clones. So we are not in Kansas anymore. Here's a powerful rat from 1983. Crank it up. Yeah! Woo! Good guitar right there. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
To say this was some grand, incredible psychic moment that I've been telling you about human-animal clones for 25 years plus. But no, it's in all the literature. And then I've interviewed scientists and talked to others and talked to security people that have been in the secret parts of the government that said they saw human-animal clones. And what they described was so nightmarish, I've never really even told you on air. I've told parts of it. And once you understand the psychology of these people, and that they're mad scientists, you understand everything. So, guys, pull up the footage we showed last week of the bio bag. A, quote, bag that grows a lamb in it. Now, that's not really a lamb that's being grown in that bag. They have a brain-dead mother sheep, or mother pig, depending on the system, in another bag that's put in a permanent coma, that then sends the nutrients through the blood into the sheep or the pig. And all this stuff you're seeing with all the real stuff and all the Hollywood stuff is to condition you to just accept it like it's background noise, like it's ambient. Like, oh, you're just checking your internet. Oh, you're growing a baby in a pod 10 feet away. And it's just no big deal. So let's move from the fake pod they show you, that they show university students to condition them, to the real pod, the bio bag. And the bio bag is simply a bag, an artificial uterus, with hoses and things hooked up to a real creature that is in another bag supplying its essence. And then what you do is you want to get human organs grown up to a large size, because most people get transplants or adult. And so you create a human clone that's part human, but also part cow is the main one they're using. So that you can then implant into the cow's uterus and grow up a 40 or 50 pound humanoid, so that the liver and organs that you want to be getting are a little bit bigger. And so when they show you all these horrors, that's just them introducing 50-year-old stuff they've been doing. Yeah, this is mad scientist stuff on PCP. So, see, that's just an introduction to this. But the big issue with it is you're allowing corporations to take human genetics and put them into animals and then create whole new classes that don't have rights and that they own. And then if you can patent life and control life, you can release life at an industrial farming level that you control and that you can chip. Oh, so the general public won't take a chip. That's okay. We've got a million clones we just grew that are part animal, so they have no rights. And now, though, the UN says they do have rights, but rights to follow orders of the UN. So you don't have a right to say no to them. You don't have a right to not let one date your daughter. Oh, think about that. It's got rights under the UN, but it's owned by the corporations and controlled and will have a genetic matrix programmed into it, but also an artificial silicon control system. And again, this is all biomechanical. And this was already, as I've told you before, so big in like 1982, 83, that every well-known American-born implant doctor my dad knew in Dallas and other areas in Texas, they were being approached by the CIA and by DARPA to go to work in human splicing programs with machines. And my dad said no. My mom said, we're not moving to Maryland. You're not going to be 2 months or whatever it was underground and then a month out. We're not doing it. My mom never threatened divorce, but I remember around the corner listening. She goes, David, I'll divorce you. We're not moving to Maryland, and you're not working in a damn underground base. Now, that's when I'm like 10 years old, I'm hearing this. And I'm just giving you an example of how nobody's in camp. It's not like, oh, my dad got offered to go to the Mars mission or something. No, no. It's like, I heard my dad got offered a job driving 18-wheelers. I mean, they were hiring tens of thousands of dentists who knew how to do implant surgery, and all they told him is, it's cyborgs. And my dad said, I'm not taking the job. Even though it was like four times what he was making. That's how big this is. 1983, most of the dentists he knew were offered it. A bunch of them disappeared. I asked my dad a few years ago, did you ever hear of those guys? I never heard of those people again, no. I mean, you heard from other dentists, right? Yeah, I heard from all the time. Yeah, he never heard from them again. What the hell's going on? He knew a bunch of the dentists that got sucked into a black hole. So see, while we're all up here watching TV and the ball game and going out and having a beer and laughing with our buddies and everything else, there's literally an underground civilization that is super advanced. It's already got cures for every cancer. They can grow whole clones, and they can pretty much transfer data into another brain. The spirit's not there, but it can fool somebody. So they've got it. They've got it. And they're like sitting back going, are we going to share this with the public? No. But let's test on the public all sorts of things and get cures to this and cures that for ourselves. And let's set the precedent to get rid of the general public and to have them dying to your left and dying to your right. And just to see if the doctors and scientists and nurses will just go along with the cover-ups. And so far, they've been doing it. And so this is Elysium meets 1984. And there's all these selfish people that have even reached out to me, and they're like, Jones, you're one of us. You understand all this. You should just join us. From the beginning, you based it on basically a fake pandemic and blocking regular medicines that people would get for regular colds, the flu, so they die. And this is, I'm supposed to sign on with you? Oh, because I'll get some advanced treatment and live longer? You dumbasses think you're the only thing in the universe. If you had any spiritual connection, you know this pisses our maker off big time. This is the ultimate sin, what you're doing. And I will not change my genetic code, and I will not be involved in sucking off baby clones, and I will not be involved taking their organs, and I warn everybody to stay completely clear of this and not be part of it. But here's the revolution. It's all coming out in the open now. So when we come back, we'll play the new trailer for the show, Pushing It, and the giant psyop thing just...
I am blown away at how effective InfoWars is. I am humbled by how we're changing the world. And it's important for you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar. When you spread the word, when you financially support us, when you pray for us, you change history. You give my children and your children and our entire species a chance at the future instead of these evil post-humanist exterminist globalists winning. And we're giving them a run for their money right now. So that's why I want to encourage everyone in the month of June, 2021, to spread the word about InfoWars now more than ever. Don't be ashamed of InfoWars. Be proud of the fact that we have been in so many fights and that we've been so bruised and so scarred, because those are the signs of our victories, the signs of your victory. And also, please financially support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. It's only running through next Monday. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 50% off on best-selling products like DNA Force Plus. Check it out today at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jason Jones, who had to leave Hawaii. It's based under martial law. He's a fellow Texan. In studio with us to cover the waterfront next hour. Yeah, we got to break out of the globalist spell. They put us under spell.
The thrill is gone away.
Now we realize how much trouble we're in. So, there's a scientific revolution happening that makes cruelty to animals and cruelty to humans on a scale of 1 to 10, look like a 1. This is like 100. This is so bad, so evil, so abusive, so twisted. And it's all basically now happening. It's like the salmon's the perfect microcosm. They've had it for over a decade, twice the size, kills natural salmon, super vicious, part insect, part vegetable. And they just say, hey, we're going to put it in restaurants that don't label what you're eating. They admit we're keeping a secret from you. But the FDA said you can do it. So the FDA is supposedly going to protect you from all these bad things out there, but they're not. They're letting you take an experimental shot. They're letting you eat a GMO fish because the decision's been made. Just go ahead with all of this. Yeah, a judge ordered the FDA to analyze the risk of escaped by genetically engineered salmon, but they're not really doing it. So that's what's going on here. And then comes this show that premiered Friday on Netflix with its whole anti-human agenda 1 week after the U.S. Senate had a well-written law in front of it pointing out that we're doing animal-human chimeras, human cloning all over the U.S., which is all confirmed. And they said, we're going to keep doing it. And they said, we're not passing a law against it, meaning there is no law. It's wild, wild west. I'm going to explain this right now. Let's be very carefully. But there's thousands of applications, but this is one of the worst. The holy grail at MIT of artificial intelligence, the thing that their top scientist, Drew Cashford, working on, so I had dinner with one of their top people, I'll leave it at that, a few months ago. I was invited to a little special dinner. I'll leave it at that. And they said, yeah, our main mission is to create sex bots that will take control of procreation, and that's just the main goal we've been given. And there's a lot of reasons for that, obviously. Because you can get men away from women and vice versa. You can control procreation, and it will make the act of creating new humans a pure laboratory function. And then the globalists are God, basically, in their view. But what's it really about? Well, it's about turning humans into a commodity. So pedophilia is illegal. The globalists are obsessed with it because they vampirically draw energy off the child, and Satan likes to see a child's innocence destroyed. It's a metaphysical, interdimensional act of violence, of vandalism against God. It's like banging a gong. It's like nails on a chalkboard to God to see innocent children having their potential destiny destroyed, having their innocence sucked off of them. Did you know there is no law that you can create a child that is 1/1 billionth human or 1/1 billionth insect or 1/1 billionth chimpanzee? So that child can be 99.9999999% human, or it can look like a human, but it's not really human. The point is that's the future. You're not going to go buy a fleshlight that's an artificial vagina to have sex with. Ugh. Talk about gross. You will get in the mail a box with a physical vagina that's been grown and made, that you eat little food packets, you feed to it, and it's a self-contained vagina you have sex with. And I'm not trying to be gross here. We'll hear about another 1,000 uses for this, because this is what they're in active development of. UT was studying lab-grown vaginas when I was led into their secret complex 20 years ago for just like an hour. I was just, oh, that's where they're creating artificial vaginas over there. Because above all, these are perverts. Do you get where I'm going with this? Because I can go for thousands of hours on this. Let's go to the next place. You can have a child that's a human 99.9%, but by changing its genetics, it's no longer a human. Or you can splice two men, two women, put a 1%, whatever you want in there. And now the Senate says that, and China and the UN agree, that is not a human. You can have sex with it. So they can produce lab-made babies, or even lab-made women, up to, you know, looks like a 20-year-old woman. And then it's a person. It has the same genetics as a person. It's got everything. All it needs is social programming to be able to interact with you, but it's a humanoid for sex. Yeah, there it is, lab-grown vaginas. Implanted in 4 girls. So it's already going on. So it's not like you get like a chia pet, you put water on it, and it grows, you know, hair on it or whatever, grows the plant. This is, you know, you get your synthetic vagina, and it's right there, and you feed it. take care of it. You know, it's right there. I mean, that's what they've developed, okay? And that's just stuff that's 20, 30 years old. China, everybody's coming out with designer babies where the parents go, they go, oh, we don't want brown eyes. We want our baby to have blue eyes, or we want whatever. And that's done. That's already happening. That's already going on. So I'm not trying to be gross here. This is inherently gross. So to tell you about all this, is going to be a gross process. I mean, at least 30 years ago, they created animal, marine mammal cross-species creatures. They implanted them, the embryos, in dolphins and belugas and other reentrants. And that way, when the dolphin actually had the baby, it would try to take care of it. And, of course, for every 100 failures, they'd have the success of little humanoid dolphins. And then humans could interact with it. It had a, you know, it was like half human is the word I got. So they could then train, the military could train it to go do more. So, you know, the military doesn't just train dolphins. The general military doesn't even know about this. They have animal, human splices. And then those are projects that they've been running. So, you know, they make jokes about all this. When you think human life's already cheap, they're producing life forms that are alien, that have never existed on this planet. And they have these gene guns that are randomly splicing trillions of different types of creatures together. And then they put them into an egg to feed it. It grows. They get a salmon. They go, man, this salmon's twice as big. And just like a horror movie, God, if you put it in another thing with another fish, it just tears it apart and kills it. It's like psychotic. We don't know why, because they'll just get like, well, let's try insect genes on the fish. Let's try plant genes. Let's just see. Then they put it in an egg. They put it in the warm water. They see what hatches. And they go, look, we ran this on it, and we got really big, a lot of meat. And they go, okay, well, let's keep doing that then. And then they get the fish, and they start breeding a fish that'll breed with each other and produce eggs for another frankenfish that's part insect and part asparagus. They don't know why. They just know it works. What could go wrong? So when we come back, how are they trying to get us to accept it? Well, you see it. Full page USA Today ads. Full promotion everywhere with fake news telling you that, oh, look at the paper. The clones are on the street. The clones are on the street. Well, they are on the street, but they're waiting to announce that to you. So first they put the fake report out so that your synapses are conditioned to accept it when it actually unfolds. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Globalist system where they can do anything they want whenever they want, because there's all these new, potentially billions of new life forms, whatever they want to splice and make, that have no rights, that are owned by these big corporations. But the big corporations need to get us to accept that. They need to get us to accept giving our resources to the deep state, to the mega corporations, to carry all this out. They need to get us to accept it so that we start buying into it and give up our humanity. Because the end goal isn't to turn a tomato into a GMO organism. It's to turn us into that. And to corporately override us with a synthetic vaccine that goes in and literally changes our body, and to get us to accept that, even though it's toxic and poisonous and bad and doesn't protect us, because it needs to be deadly up front to see if they can cover it up, because everything they're giving us is deadly. Their plan is the end of humanity. Their plan is forced sterilization. Their plan is, they believe, out of us is going to rise this new creature. This is like a nightmare science fiction film. But it's happening, and they're just telling us to get over it. So, This is such a key story because if you understand this, you understand it all. The minute I saw this Saturday morning or whatever it was, Friday night, I forget now, you put on screen that USA Today headline. It was a whole fake cover on the real USA Today. And it could have said aliens land in Central Park, shocking the world. Boy, that'd be a big issue. But it's more than just selling the magazine or selling the newspaper. Imagine if they ran a headline next week, aliens land in Central Park. They are hitting your mind at the first time that you're learning about this and you're reading the article and you're seeing people are fighting back. People don't like it. They say it's immoral. They're having a fake debate about this to set the parameters of the debate so that it's accepted before they actually announce what's going on. So they do it in a fiction vehicle so they control the parameters of the discussion. Yeah, this isn't News of the World saying bat child found in a cave. This is USA Today telling us hybrid babies born across the U.S., world reacts to new generation of half-human, half-animal children with both awe and concern. So there's awe but concern. Oh, so who did it? Why is it legal? Why is it going on? Because it's really going on, but to introduce it to you, they tell you in a fake headline with fake news so that when you warn somebody at your church and say, hey, we should organize, they go, oh, that was fake. That's that show. And then now it's adopted. And you've got to go to your church up front and hold this up and show the PSYOP and tell people about the mind control. And then if they see it from the beginning, they'll always be in opposition to it and understand the propaganda. But if they get fooled by the first propaganda and get convinced it's just entertainment, that area of their brain will be manipulated where they see it as non-threatening. Understand? They're having you imprint on accepting this. This is mind control. So Senate kills GOP legislation to prohibit certain human-animal chimeras. That is May 27th. That's a week and a half ago. We have the video of the bill failing by 10 votes. Because it's already going on. It's been going on. Animal-human hybrids. Senator Lankford said we should not need to clarify in law that creating animal-human hybrids is ethically unthinkable. But the Democrats voted it down with some Republicans joining them. The measure failed by 10 votes. The measure to federalize elections and hand over to the Democrats only failed by one vote. Manchin, Mnuchin. So, you see, right when this is happening, oh, the show's produced. It's all ready. It's theater. It's not real. Here's the bill, H.R. 6131, Human-Animal Chimera Prohibition Act. This happened 5 years ago. They brought it back. It failed again, H.R. 6131. But USA Today wrapped its newspaper with a fake cover about hybrid babies with antlers to advertise a new Netflix show. But that's not why they did this. Everything Netflix does is pedophilia, dehumanization, confusing you to accept this. This is, again, aliens land in Central Park. President Biden meets with them. You read it. It's a whole fake paper. It's all real and never tells you it's fake. Later, you find out that, okay, you've been con. So you've been thinking, oh, my gosh, this is going on. You've now, and then you learn, oh, it wasn't real. So you have a sense of relief. You have a sense of relief that it wasn't real, but it was real. So now every time you hear that news, you have a sense of relief because your first contact with something to shock you and blow you away was then said, oh, it's just fake, it's okay. That's not just acclimating you, that's manipulating your brain at a very deep level. And that's everything these people do. And in the movie, I've told you they've stolen black people's identity. Whether it's genetic engineering or open borders or mass death or forced inoculation, every corporate ad now is black people. That's not empowering black people. And I've talked to major producers and major managers, agents, and they say, yeah, we're told only get black people now for corporate jobs. And the whole movie is black people protecting white animal-human hybrids who are being attacked by other evil humans. So Black Guardians are protecting the new GMO humans. But really, the black man is protecting Satan. He's protecting the horned one, the horned god, in Satanism, the male counterpart. So all of the signs, no hybrids. But notice the black man, he's been discriminated against. Yeah, three crosses on the hill, that's the Rosicrucians, all of it. And he's there to tell you that he's been discriminated against. He's going to protect this. Just like they have the new ads with Run-DMC saying, take the vaccine, fight racist, fight eugenicists that want to kill black people, fight secret experimentation. They're experimenting on you, they're killing you, and they say, fight what we're doing to you as they say it. This is their big move. And here's another one. Fauci, town hall, tied to scandal involving human-animal hybrid experiments with aborted fetal parts, grafting live parts of babies onto animals, beyond Joseph Mengele. But it's okay. Creation of human-monkey embryos sparks concern from... So, here's the TV ad for the new show with its sickening little name. Can we talk about how cute the new hybrid babies on Sweet Tooth are for a second? This is them introducing their genetic takeover, their Satanism, and the new babies they're going to produce that aren't human that they can have sex with that are owned by the corporations. But then there'll be an outcry, then there'll be laws protecting them, and now the programmed creatures, the abominations they've created that'll be possessed, you know, by demons, literally, that will enter the avatar of these, they will have the highest rights and will be protected. Go ahead and roll the trailer.
Some stories start at the beginning. Ours begins here. What the... knew which came first. The hybrids or the virus? But that question would become the biggest mystery of our lifetime. This is a story about a very special boy. A boy we come to know as Sweet Tooth.
Take a look at this. You will say horror.
Gotta accept the clones.
Some bad people are still out there. And they don't like you because you're different.
Right, you're black metal, anyway.
It's not just about you and me anymore. You have to be brave.
All the liberals are going to save the clones from this virus.
If all the humans are going to get all of a sudden, the virus comes with hybrids. Because we're going to all be killed,
and the new life form is to be released. They're even telling you, they will murder you and your family. But don't worry, you're racist if you don't let them do it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.